Tamás Bakóc, the man who almost became the Pope. The greatest figure of the medieval Hungarian church, a true Renaissance religious figure, was Tamás Bakóc, who was born in 1442 in the eastern Hungarian town of Erdőd into a peasant family. His father was a wheelmaker who could only send his sons to school with the help of the church. Tamás's brother, Bálint, acquired a provost scholarship and he was therefore able to provide for his brother's studies at the Dominican friar-run school. Bakóc, or as he was known in the school records, Tamás Erdődi, attended elementary school in Szatmár. He then continued his religious studies in Beslau as well as the Studium Generale of Padova. He obtained the Magister of Literature title at the University of Krakow in 1464. In the following years, he continued his studies in Ferrara, Italy. He returned home in 1470, where he became a writer in the king's court. His career was on the upswing from 1480. His brother assigned him the title of provost, and then King Matthias made him his secretary. This was followed by his tenure as advisor to the king, after which he became the deputy chancellor. He was given the title of bishop of Győr. He shadowed the king on military campaigns and arranged the country's diplomatic affairs. He helped form the Renaissance trend that influenced the country and the king's court, especially after Matthias married Princess Beatrice d'Este. When the king died in 1490, Bakóc supported the selection of Ladislaus II, the Polish king, to inherit the Hungarian throne in the arena of international politics. He represented the war effort against the Ottoman Empire and supported Venice's power. Vladislaus II nominated Bakóc to be his head chancellor in 1490, in his first year of reign. By then, Bakóc had become one of the wealthiest and most influential persons in the country. He exchanged his post in Győr to the most lucrative episcopate of Eger in 1497, but he held more religious titles and owned property. In the same year, with the approval of the king, he passed on the episcopate of Eger to the episcopate of Esztergom, which was owned by the young Hippolito d'Este, King Matthias's widow, and Beatrice's nephew. As the bishop of Esztergom, Bakóc became the highest-ranked religious figure in Hungary. With Venice's support, he became the cardinal, a post which was given him in 1500 by Pope Alexander VI. By this time, he was well known as an influential head of the church and as the person who supported the cause against the Ottoman Empire. He was considered one of the greatest Renaissance lords. In 1510, his reputation grew after Julius II, the Patriarch of Constantinople, awarded him the title of Honorary Patriarch. This was purely a title, since Constantinople was ruled by the Ottoman Empire for two generations, but his title was considered the most revered among the cardinals. This nomination was a gesture towards Hungary and its clergy in its relentless war against the Ottomans. After 1500 in Hungary, Bakóc was de facto ruler of the country alongside the weak king Vladislaus II. The greatest opportunity of his career came along at the time of the death of Pope Julius II, for this cardinal was then in his 70s. With the opportunity to be his successor, he arrived in Rome with great pomp for the conclave to elect the new pope. His chances grew with the support of Venice. However, the all-Italian cadre of cardinals considered him to be someone from the barbarian world and moved against his ascension to the papacy. Bakóc unveiled his plan to spend the church's wealth, power, and reputation to start a war against the Ottomans and chase them out of Europe, recapturing Constantinople and the Balkans. With this, his chances of becoming the pope diminished. The Italian cardinal's main goal was to preserve peace, their power, and the achievements of the Renaissance atmosphere and balance. They didn't want to be part of any conflict and didn't want to start an expensive and risky war in the Balkans. Bakóc received a number of votes, but the majority voted for a younger Italian cardinal from Florence named Giuseppe dei Medici, who took up the name Pope Leo X. The new pope was the son of the legendary Renaissance emperor of Florence, Lorenzo dei Medici, who thought that the losing opponent who left the conclave had to be compensated. He gave Bocchus the title Legatus that granted him the power of starting the crusade and sent him home to Estragon. After returning home, he declared the crusade, but the unruly peasants who enlisted turned against their rulers under the leadership of Yurduja and middle-ranked Seike noblemen instead of going against the Ottomans in 1514. The bloody uprising was raging on and the ruling class had to go to great lengths to suppress it. Bocchus had to take the blame for letting the uprising break out and not anticipating it in advance. A decade later, the crusade plan was scrapped and the weakened country with no allies lost its battle against the Ottomans in 1526 in Mohacs. Bocchus didn't live to see this medieval tragedy and the breaking apart of Hungary. His influence diminished at the end of his life, his health became poor, he suffered from arthritis and had a stroke in 1519. He became a recluse in Estragon, where he died in 1521 at the age of 79. He was buried there in the cathedral, which became the best example of his support of Renaissance art. His chapel was made by Italian masters with red marble and was named after the cardinal, Bocchus Chapel. He, a product of his time, a Renaissance clergyman who loved pomp and power and elevated his family from the life of peasants to the world of aristocrats. Also, until the end of the 20th century, he was the only Hungarian called by his contemporaries the expectant of the papal throne.